Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletin, the Taoiseach has been told that the penny's not dropping with government, that the enhanced effective concrete block scheme is not working. 13,866 people were registered as homeless in Ireland for February, a new record. Around a third of GPs fear retiring because they don't have replacements. And the Ballyshannon Community Hospital has been officially opened by Minister of State Mary Butler. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will be live with all the latest in sport, coming up at around 5:15. And Colin Farrichter has the Nooked. First in news, the Taoiseach has been told that the penny's not dropping with government, that the enhanced effective concrete block scheme is not working. At an Oireachtas committee meeting this week, Donegal Deputy Piers Doherty told Taoiseach Simon Harris that the crisis is affecting people's mental health and tearing families apart. In responding to the Sinn Féin finance spokesperson, the Taoiseach says he genuinely believed that the scheme would offer redress to affected homeowners.
We have crumbling walls, crumbling buildings, but we also have mental health that's broken down. We have families that have broken apart as a result of this here, and we have people who are no longer with us as a result of the issues of defective block. It does not work. The penny is not dropping with government. We have crumbling lives right across the West Coast and elsewhere, and they need government support. They need government to walk with them at this point in time, not face them down. This scheme has to change, and it has to change really urgently. It's horrifying what's happening. These houses are going to collapse. I was at a house there 2 weeks ago, and the blocks are crumbling in my hand. And we've got kids in those houses. One family is demolishing their house at the minute. The individual sat up on the roof, and the chimney was there. He put his foot to the chimney, and the chimney just fell. Why did it fall? It's because it's got defective block. It's like Weetabix. But a gale could do the same thing. A gust of wind could do the same thing, and a child could be underneath it. And we would all be talking about how terrible it is and what tragedy is. We know this is happening. We know the houses are unsafe. We know the scheme doesn't work. And the government needs to get their act together.
We did put a scheme in place that was a very large sum of money that I genuinely did expect to bring about some good for the people in the county you represent. But I'll certainly look at the information that you've sent me and come back to you.
13,866 people were registered as homeless in Ireland in February, a new record. The total figure includes 4,147 children. Andrew Louth has more.
Homeless figures from the Department of Housing this afternoon show a 25% increase on February's total. There were 13,866 people recorded as accessing emergency accommodation in March, which is another record high. 9,719 were adults and 4,147 were children. When compared with February's total, there were 48 more adults in emergency accommodation in March, while there were 23 fewer children. It's the second month in a row where there have been over 4,000 children homeless.
Well, there was a marginal decrease of 0.5% in the number of adults homeless in the Northwest, totalling to 172, 70 of which are based in Donegal. The Northwest seen 23 families without a home last month, one more family than in February. The number of children seeking accommodation in the Northwest saw a rise of 6% to a total of 52. Around a third of GPs fear retiring because they don't have a replacement. Most doctor surgeries around the country are at capacity, with reception staff facing abuse for not being able to take on new patients. Around 30% of GPs are over 60 but can't retire because there aren't enough trained practitioners to take over their patients, particularly in rural areas. Dr. John Sheehan from the Irish College of General Practitioners says the HSC needs to come up with a solution.
It's very unfortunate for patients because there's a frustration that they can't access general practitioner services in certain parts of the country, and particularly for reception staff who are doing their best to try to accommodate patients. But unfortunately, once a practice reaches a certain level, a certain number, this is what practices can cope with. It can be very frustrating, and we feel very sorry for reception staff who often are at the front line of this and do amazing amazing work, and they're often the ones who may be the target of this frustration. We need to put the support in to, you know, whether it's more primary care centres, whether it's more support for practices and public health nurses. A third of GPs now are over 60, and also our population has increased by 40% in the last 20 years. So this is producing extra strain on general practice, and particularly in rural areas and in towns, there's a huge shortage of GPs, and patients, you know, are moved to a town and are hoping to attend a town but have difficulty getting in. And the HSE really need to come up with solutions.
The new Ballyshannon Community Hospital has been officially opened by Minister of State Mary Butler. The 80-bed hospital is being opened on a phased basis, and when fully operational, it will include over 50 long-term and 20 short-stay and respite beds. The first patients were relocated from the Rock Hospital in February. Frank Morrison is head of older people services in the region. He says progress is being made to have the facility fully opened by the end of the year.
Everything is working. We have two units fully operational, and we are recruiting very hard behind the scenes. We do anticipate that the short-term ward and the further long-term ward will be open by July, because we have our panels created and we're getting people through Garda clearance, etc., to bring them on board. It is hoped the full hospital will be up and running at its max capacity of 80 beds before the year end.
While in Ballyshannon, Minister Butler is meeting with campaigners seeking the reopening of day services in Carndonagh. The service ceased over COVID and hasn't restarted, as the settings are deemed to be inappropriate. On today's 9 till noon show, the minister said a temporary service is available in Glengad, but admitted there's issues with access. She's hoping a suitable rental premises can be found in Carndonagh to allow services to resume.
Daycare services resumed in Glengad Community Centre. Now, I understand that is, you know, a 15-minute, maybe 20-minute drive. For some people, it could even be longer. So there is a service available to people once they're able to access it. In relation to a permanent solution, which is what the community want, it will depend on whether we can acquire a rental area that is suitable, a rental premises that is suitable. That would happen much quicker. If it's a new build, you know, it takes much longer. But the possible use of the James Connolly Memorial Building is something that we're really looking at. And I would be very, very hopeful that one of these solutions, I would prefer if we could find a solution as against a new build, because as you know, they take quite a lot of time. But this is something I put, as I said, a complete focus on, because for me, as Minister for Older People, my job is to keep people at home for as long as possible, which is their will and preference. And having appropriate day services in the community is essential.
Gardaí say they are growing increasingly concerned for the welfare of a missing Donegal teenager. 15-year-old Stephen Boyle from Mahara Beg was last seen on Wednesday, the 17th of April, wearing a grey tracksuit and a red body warmer. He's described as 5'7" in height, of a medium build, with brown hair and blue eyes. It's believed Stephen may have travelled to County Derry. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information on the whereabouts of the teenager. An alert has also been issued by police in Derry and Strabane. Anyone with information is asked to contact Buncrana Garda Station. Six people were arrested last night following the unrest and violence in County Wicklow. Four of them, three men and a woman, are due before courts this afternoon. Another man charged in relation with the non-fatal offences against the Persons Act is to appear in court at a later date. A teenage boy, meanwhile, has been released without charge, with a referral being prepared for the Youth Diversion Project. A Sligo, Leitrim and South Donegal TD says the government is adopting what he termed a headless chicken approach to immigration, particularly in relation to the policy on Ukrainian refugees. Deputy Mark McSharry told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that successive senior government figures seem more interested in looking good on the world stage than they are in adopting realistic policies. He said the effort being made in housing refugees is not matched in efforts to deal with domestic housing shortages.
One thing is undeniable, and that is that we have taken a headless chicken approach to immigration. In this, we've done it against a backdrop where a lot of people here are struggling. We still continue to pay, for example, 230 euros per week to the people who had arrived, 100,000 of them or so from the Ukraine, without any background checks. of any description. But if you were a refugee coming from Syria or Somalia, you get 38 euros per week. I had a parliamentary question answered yesterday asking, when were we going to level the playing field and bring it back to 38 euro? And the answer, in effect, is that there's no plans to do it.
But for new arrivals, it's 38 euro from Ukraine.
Yeah, new arrivals. Obviously, since the money dropped to 38 euros, new arrivals has totally plummeted. That's in terms of the Ukrainians, okay? So what people want, I think, is a government that are operating with a policy that's representative of their views, that emanates from the ground up, and that they listen to people, rather than one that seems, on the surface at least, to be about ingratiating senior personnel to other world leaders as statespeople. This isn't a new issue. It's going on forever. The amount of hotels and bed and breakfasts in the entire Northwest that are taken up with this because of very, very lucrative contracts, which, by the way, are not replicated when it comes to seeking to house people based and living here, or the 2,000 people on the Donegal housing list, for example.
A gambling support service offered therapeutic sessions to 2,591 people in Donegal last year. The Gambling Therapy and Support Service is a two-year pilot project operating from the Finn Valley Resources Centre. Figures indicate that gambling addiction is more prevalent among men in the county, with women said to find more difficult to seek the help they needed. The Donegal Joint Policing Committee has agreed to write to relevant authorities to request additional support for the service. Gertrude Hooton, gambling support counsellor at the Finn Valley Family Resource Centre, says it's vital gambling awareness begins at a young age.
With everything, it's very important. The earlier we get the message out there, how addictive it can be. It starts off fun and games, but sadly, it goes on to causing huge pain for families because addiction sets in. And, you know, the earlier we get the message out there, how addictive this can be, the better.
And we talk about this on a national level with regards regulation coming through, but it is on our doorstep here in Donegal.
Definitely. We're constantly getting these messages about competitions. We could win a house, we could win a car. You know, that's very common. Every football match on a TV now, there's hundreds of different ways of betting. We've got, you know, casinos, we've got in our phones, you know, bingo, even for young people now playing their games, they're buying loot boxes, they're buying different accessories for games from a very young age. So it is everywhere we look now. We can't get away from it, and parents need to be aware of that as well.
The time is 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport. It's just gone 16 minutes past five. Mark Gallagher has all the latest in sport.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with soccer. And in the SSE Airtricity League First Division, Finn Harps host leaders Cork City this evening in Balbuffet. Harps will be hoping to bounce back from two successive defeats on the road. And former player Joe Boyle feels that tonight's game against Cork and next week's home fixture against Treaty could have a big bearing on where they end up this season.
Cork have been going well. They've not lost any in their last five. They've two draws sandwiched in there between three wins. Now, disappointingly for Harps, there was two losses in the last two games. And, you know, that's something that Darrell will be looking to turn around this weekend. Coming into a home game now for Finn Harps, I think it's really, really important that they get focused on that and look to try and get those 3 points, because you're home this week and then next week then you're home to Treaty. And 6 points against Cork and Treaty would be really, really positive step forward for Harps.
The game has a 6 p.m. kickoff due to the ongoing floodlight issues at Finn Park. Jeremy Doherty and Declan Boyle will have updates here on Highland. Elsewhere, UCD are away to Treaty United, Athlone Town play Cove Ramblers, and Bray Wanderers host Kerry. In the Premier Division, Derry City make the long trip to Waterford. Leaders Shelburne host their second Dublin derby of the week as they welcome St Pat's to Tolka Park. Shamrock Rovers are at home to Galway United, and Noel King takes charge of Dundalk for the first time in their game with Bohemians. Drogheda United are also in action against Sligo Rovers. In the Irish League Championship this evening, Institute go to Portadown, who will be presented with the Player Fit Championship trophy on the night, while Derrickview are at home to Ards. In the Championship Cross Channel, Leeds United can boost their chances of automatic promotion tonight with a win away to QPR. Kick-off at Elland Road is at 8. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says Arne Slot will be taking on the best job in the world at the best club in the world if he is to succeed him at Anfield. The Dutch manager last night claimed to be in the waiting room as negotiations take place between his team Feyenoord and the Premier League side. Klopp says he thinks Slot will be a good fit for Liverpool.
I like the way his team play football. Good coach, good guy. Looking forward for the club if he's the solution. Best job in the world, best club in the world, best job in the world. And obviously now help even with not finishing on a high, it looks like. So there's space for improvement.
John O'Shea is set to remain in interim charge of the Republic of Ireland senior men's team for the June friendlies with Hungary and Portugal. Brian Kerr won't continue in his role as technical advisor, however, due to prior commitments. In Gaelic games, the big game of the weekend is on Sunday as Donegal are in Celtic Park once again, this time to face Tyrone in an eagerly awaited Ulster Senior Football Championship semi-final. Former Derry manager Damien Cassidy says Tyrone's inconsistency makes it a difficult game to call.
Tyrone don't play the same type of game as Derry, so they don't. They just don't play that type of football that Derry have developed over the last two, three, and four seasons. Tyrone's difficulty is in contrast to Donegal's, where Donegal's have been seriously consistent. You know, this Tyrone team has been one really good performance and then crash and burn. You know, one really good performance and crash and burn. And even within the game last weekend, we had the two faces of Tyrone football. We had a superb first half, and then the second half was, you know, Cavan just started to run over the top of them, and they ended up full time into extra time. You know, so there's a lot more questions on the Tyrone team going into this game.
Throw-in at Celtic Park will be at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon, and we will, of course, have full match coverage here on Highland with Oisin Kelly, Martin McHugh and Brendan Devaney. The other semi-final is tomorrow with Armagh facing Down in Clonus at 5:15. Also tomorrow, the Donegal senior hurlers are in action in the Nicky Rackard Cup at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny. Three-time winners and last year's runners-up Donegal are on the right track to qualify for another final after seeing off Armagh and Mayo in the last 2 weeks. Throw-in is at 3 p.m. Also at 3 is the Ladies Ulster Minor Championship as Donegal take on Cavan in the Platinum Final at Silverbridge in Armagh. In the Ulster Minor Football Championship, Park Esler in Newry is the venue tomorrow at 12 noon for the meeting of Down and Donegal. Meanwhile, tonight there is action in the Senior Hurling League as Sean McCools travel to Burt, Setanta host Buncrana and Dunlow come to Letterkenny to play St Eunan's. All those games are at 7:30 this evening. In golf, Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry are one shot off the lead as they play their second round foursomes at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. They began their round with a share of the lead at 11 under par and are now at 12 under through 8 holes. In snooker, Judd Trump currently leads Tom Ford by 11 frames to 4 in their second round match at the World Snooker Championship in Sheffield. Elsewhere, Sean Murphy is 3-2 down to Scotland's Stephen Maguire. In cricket, the North West Cricket Union season gets underway tomorrow. Champions Ardmore start off the defence of their first ever top flight crown as they welcome Coleraine to the green on Saturday. St Johnstone start their Premiership Section 2 campaign at home to Ballyspallin. And finally, on the athletics front this weekend, Mark English is back in Diamond League action in China. He will compete in the second meet of the league in Shanghai on Saturday. The Finn Valley man will look to improve on his 1 minute 46 run in the opening event in Xiamen last weekend. That's it from the sports desk today, but we will have live updates from Finn Harps clash with Cork City starting in around 40 minutes time. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. August Anish and Nuked Lake Home Fairter.
Shewer Mahas a column for Edwin Shalin the Prev Skilty. To skim the Gampy Saudi, Fiha Fiha Sakahar, Fogarta Egg on Agriot Moncharus, August Tashi the Glacu, Le Heritish, Tagah Olas, Erfoil, Egg and Sieve Moncharus, Bunkcom. I say a trio lad in me Baltania and Data Jerin a Veher a Glacu, Lena Heritish. Tamwinu occur a foil egg forest in Gaelic at Foster, the Campy Saudi, Orinaha, Fridge Gaelic, Donish Og. Carter and Winu are foiled the campy Atasha Mar Aim Aku and Giliga Aladru, Frij Emakti, Araktalhar, Ari and Tauri Shaw. Be Pakashti Shuloji Trori Halan Giliga, Forest Nigiliga, Carter or Foiler Slee, Column Killer, Har Tree Laya, Ejurishartu, Augustin Neil Ladami, Mehav, Le Shuloji or Hari, Ingartan, Augustin Lian Column Killer, Tagaholasig, Forest Nigiliga. Hannig Dalti Scola, Lekela O Fod Fadnachira, Imala Ner Terig, I Kondi and Kondi Kiri Lit Fai Tri La and Chart and Shai Hart Lahe Ard Esh the Nog Fi Fia Sikar. Hannig Nismona Ke Gulai Dalta O Ni Skull Jig Ig Sul as na Cantor Giltok to Elig Harter a cheer Lekela. Augustan Ard Esh the Nog Araktal and Connor Nigeliga Lekuig La and Nu Kuig Bian Anus. Bonnyu an ard esh le goch a horchtin ish og ne geltig to agus an gelige comaile spragu a horchtin ish og a ve parcha an cora nashinta fui cursi changa. Ta an eile vliantul letterha an fakul bio a raktal an chartin shah an lecce kennen kelyra har an eile guji an trohadil la La hemakti belegehish, a raniokta, agus airakta, a rakta, la lin, the trev, shishin, the gaholus, egensive, leanra, lecher keren, agus tasha fogar, egen leanra, gome la spree, negeliga, a rakta, laku foster, erin kid la jeg, na mi, valtanya, agus ta clar, nafela, lyaka, hamaku, kemsiha, egg, leanra, lecher keren, egg sieve, sakusin. Shin mahodsha, eligolier, slanagus banakt.
Two men have been arrested in relation to dangerous driving in Letterkenny this morning. It follows a number of incidents involving one vehicle, which Gardaí later seized. The men were detained and questioned before one was released and the other charged and brought before Letterkenny District Court. Gardaí are asking those who have footage of the incidents to make it available to them. More than 21,000 couples got married last year in Ireland, 857 of them in Donegal. Nationally, the number of marriages fell by almost 9% last year, and that figure was almost doubled in this county with a drop of 17%. There were 17 same-sex marriages in the county, 13 of those between men and 4 between women. And in 2022, that figure was 19, 10 between men and 9 between women. Looking now to weather, a mix of cloud, clear spells and scattered showers this evening, some possibly heavy and with hail. To conclude this evening's news, the Taoiseach has been told that the penny's not dropping with government, that the enhanced effective concrete block scheme is not working. 13,866 people were registered as homeless in Ireland in March, a new record. Around a third of GPs fear retiring because they don't have a replacement, and the new Ballyshannon Community Hospital has officially been opened by Minister of State Mary Butler. That's all for now. We'll be back with more at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Friday evening, April 26th. The death has taken place of Hannah Mofflin, Nee McLaughlin, Carrick Abrahi House, Shore Road, Ballyliffin. Her remains will repose at her home tomorrow from 12 midday. Funeral leaving there on Monday at 10:45 a.m, going to the Oratory, Ballyliffin, for Requiem Mass at 11 a.m, with burial afterwards in the new cemetery, Clonmany. House private, please. Family, friends and neighbours welcome until 10 p.m. on both nights. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Comiskey Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Mary Bogle, 230 St Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. Remains are reposing at her home with rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:45 p.m. for 3 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Eunan's Church, Raphoe, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Medical 4, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Tony Diver, Green Hills, Dunwiley, Stranorler, remains reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his residence tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorler, at 11 a.m, followed by interment in Stranorler Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Elizabeth Porter Betty of Glebe Linsford Buncrana. Betty's remains are reposing at her late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, travelling to the Star of the Sea Church, Desert Tegney, for 11 a.m. Requiem Mass with burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private pleas from 11 p.m. The death has occurred on February 3rd in Philadelphia of Kathleen Callahan Necrossin, formerly of Trenta Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her former home at the residence of Patsy and Pauline Crossin, Trenta. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 11:30 for 12 noon funeral mass in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.